This is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of loving one another. We've talked about the fact that the God kind of love is the agape love. That's the Greek word agape. That's the highest form of love. It means a love which comes from realizing and understanding the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of an individual. There's actually four Greek words for love. Agape is the God kind of love. Philia is a friendship. That is where you're fond of someone from the standpoint of feeling. And this is something when you see a person that gives you pleasure, you enjoy being around them, you have good attitudes towards them because of your pleasure and feelings, because of the way that person is. That is a friendship love. That is different from agape love. Agape love sees the valuableness and the preciousness and the worth of an individual regardless of how you feel about them, regardless of how they act or whether they give you pleasure or not. A third Greek word for love is the word storge, which is cherishing one's kindred. This would be an affection or a love for children or family. And the fourth kind is eros, which is a sexual attractiveness. The God kind of love, the commandment of love we have, is agape love, realizing, understanding the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of an individual. Now remember, we've talked about the fact that you have a spirit of love. You have been born again, and you now have love as a seed, a spirit of love, and this is to be developed in your life as you get the Word of God in you. We're going to be talking a little bit about how to develop the love of God in your life. Now, we've seen the fact that love is a commandment. A new commandment He's given us, and we are to take hold of the love of God as a commandment and make it the rule and the authority in our life. We've talked about how love acts. We've seen the fact that love is going to give out to one another. Love is not going to be faked. It's going to be sincere and unfeigned. It is going to never accomplish injury or hurt. It is going to edify. It is going to serve one another and wait upon them. Love has no conditions. It's going to love all the saints. Love is going to forbear one another or hold one another up. It is going to always speak the truth in love. It's never going to be condemning or critical or downgrading. It is going to be comforting. It is going to show tenderness as well, even when you are correcting someone. It is a labor which we're going to act upon our love by showing action, a labor of love. It comes out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and faith unfeigned. It has no respect of persons. And we saw out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8, where it gives qualities of the love of God, how it's long-suffering, how it's kind or looks for a way of being constructive. It doesn't envy. It's not full of jealousy. It is not vaunting itself or boasting or being a braggart or prideful. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly or being rude. It was never rude. We're not improper in our speech or conduct toward others. It doesn't seek our own. We're not selfish or insist on our own rights. It's not easily provoked. We're hardly even noticed when people do us wrong. We learn to think no evil, or otherwise we're going to think good things upon people. We're not going to keep score of wrongs. We rejoice not in iniquity. We rejoice in the truth. And we bear or cover over all things. We don't go around gossiping and speaking negatives. We believe the best of every person. And we hope with a confident expectancy in every circumstance, maintaining hope and enduring every situation. And we know that love never fails. Now, this God kind of love is so important to be established in you. We saw scriptures in Ephesians 3, Philippians 1, and 1 Thessalonians 3, where Paul prayed for the church concerning love, that they'd be rooted and grounded in love, that they would know the love of Christ, and that they would have their love abounding more and more in knowledge and judgment, and increasing and abounding in love one toward another and toward all men. And remember, this God kind of love isn't just for those people that love you. We are to love our enemies as well. We're to bless those that curse us. We're to do good to those that hate us. We're to pray for those that despitefully use us or persecute us. The love of God is shown when you not only show love to those that love you, but you show love to those that do not love you. And it is so important that you get yourself established in the love of God. Praise God. Now remember, love is unconditional. It is uncompromising. It does not have any limitations as such. It doesn't have any borders. We're going to walk in love regardless. We do it without reservation. Praise God. It is unrestrained. We're never going to draw back from love. We're going to walk in love and see everybody as valuable and precious and do what the Word says regarding walking in love with every person we meet, whether it's the brethren or whether it's with the world. Now let's talk about how to develop the love of God in your life. First of all, you need to make a decision to receive God's command to love. John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. This is the agape, God kind of love. As I've loved you, that you also love one another. I'll tell you, God showed the love. He said that He gave His only begotten Son. God so loved the world that He gave. And that shows forth love. It's a new commandment that He's given us. And it says, by this shall all men know that you are My disciples, if you have love one to another. God wants you to make the decision that you're going to receive God's command to love as the order and the authority of your life. If you don't receive it as a command that you're absolutely going to put as the rule and authority in your life, then you won't walk in it. However you receive it is the way you're going to walk in it. If you receive it as just something that I ought to do, something that's a good thing to do, something that certainly is a good guideline for living, but you don't receive it as God's command over your life and take it as an order from God, you'll never walk in it. So you've got to receive it as God has put it out. He put it out as a commandment. You need to make it a commandment, an absolute commandment in your life. Second thing to developing love in your life is you've got to make a quality decision that you're going to walk in love. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, the Bible says, "And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us." We're to walk in love. And when you walk step by step. So you've got to make a quality decision that I'm going to walk by love step by step in every situation, step by step in every relationship with people, step by step in every situation that I'm dealing with in life. I make the quality decision that I'm going to walk in love at all times. This is not something that I'm going to draw back from. This is not something that I'm going to try for a while. This is a quality decision, not something I'm going to try. We're not playing trial and error. We have made the quality decision, I'm going to walk in the love of God at all times. A third thing is you need to have faith in God's love. You need to believe in this love. 1 John 4, verse 16 says that we've known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. We need to know and to believe the love he has toward us and to dwell in it. Otherwise, you've got to have faith in God's love working in every situation. You must know that God's love will never fail, as the Bible says. It is the bond of perfectness, the Bible says. God's love is to be developed in you, and you are to come to perfection in it. As you walk in love, you need to have faith in it that it is going to work, praise God. Some people don't have faith in God's Word. You need to have faith in every part of God's Word, and faith in the love of God that it is going to produce the results in other people's lives as you minister it to them, and also in your own life. Another point is that we need to love ourself. You need to love yourself. There's a scripture in James 2:8 where it says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. We need to love others as we love ourselves. Otherwise, we see others as valuable and precious, and we need to see ourselves as valuable and precious. This doesn't mean that you think of yourself more highly than you ought. We don't do that. And we don't think of ourselves lower than others. We should think of ourselves as equal in Christ, and we need to realize that we are valuable and precious. If you don't see yourself as valuable and precious, how are you going to reach out and minister the love of God out to others? You need to love yourself. As God loves you, He values you, you can love others with the same love, and you need to have the same attitude toward yourself. Another point is that you need to get into the Word of God on love, as we've been sharing these scriptures. As you take the Word on love and you allow these scriptures to be written in your heart, written in your mind, and you study them out, and we're going through lots of scriptures in these broadcasts, as you take hold of these scriptures and you begin to do them, you do what love does. You act as love acts. As you get the Word in you and you make a decision, I'm going to do these things. And this is so important. As you get the Word in you, the Word produces after its own kind. The Word is like seed. It is planted in you. It has the power within itself to produce fruit. And as you get the love of God in you and you walk in line with it, do what it says, you're going to see yourself develop in the love of God. A sixth thing is to daily confess that you are the love of God and that you are walking in love. Take the Word and make a confession. It is so powerful for you to make a daily word confession of your confessing what you do in Christ, how you walk as the love of God, confessing that you are long-suffering, that you look for ways of being constructive, that you're not rude, that you're not selfish, that you're not seeking your own way, that you are an edifier, that you are one who builds up one another, that, you know, just taking the Word, many of the scriptures we've already given, and confess them, speaking them forth, because as you confess them, they will continue to be ministered to you in your heart and in your mind, and it will keep the Word of God conscious in you, and you'll be doing it as you confess it consistently. As you keep confessing, it stays alive within you, praise God. So you need to become love conscious and God conscious. And the power of confession is very important in order to establish you in the love of God. A seventh area is to begin to act as the love of God. Start acting on this Word. The Bible says that we don't love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Not in lip service, but in action. God wants to see some corresponding action in your life. And another area, an eighth area, is quit talking negative about people. Turn your ears off to all bad reports. Stay away from those that would be speaking negative type things. And keep your eyes on the Word of God. And keep yourself in the love of God as you do the Word consistently. And as you do this, your love will be perfected and developed over time. As we love one another, God will dwell in us, and His love will be perfected in us. Praise God. Do this and watch God bring forth fruit. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.